Last week, of course, was the first week of the George Zimmerman trial in the murder of Trayvon Martin. Lots of things took place. Today began March the second week. We wanted to talk to Ben Crump, who is the family attorney for Trayvon Martin family. But because he is still under subpoena, he cannot talk about the case. So we turned to one of his colleagues, Natalie Jackson, also an attorney, to get her thoughts on this. Natalie, good morning.
Good morning, Roland. How are you?
Doing great. So many things happened. Opening statements. You had the testimony of several different witnesses. Lots of drama over testimony of Trayvon Martin's friend. You've been in the court. You have been watching the jury. You've been watching the interaction. And so your assessment thus far?
Well, I'll tell you, it's going really well for the prosecution. I know some people may be watching the news. I've been sitting in there. I've been watching. We've heard five neighborhood witnesses. We've heard from two people who were billed as star witnesses, Rachel Gentile and John Good. Rachel Gentile was the star witness for the prosecution. She said that she was on the phone when Zimmerman confronted Trayvon, and she heard the pump, she heard the confrontation, and she heard Trayvon say, "Get off." Then we heard from John Good. John Good was the defense's star witness. The prosecution called the defense star witness. He placed Trayvon on top when he looked and saw a struggle outside. However, John Good also said he went back on a story that he had given Sanford police. He told Sanford police that Trayvon was raining down MMA blows on George Zimmerman. Well, on the stand, he said that he could not be sure that happened. There may have been just a struggle, and that upon second thought, he didn't know if there were blows or not.
Mm.
So that was the defense's star witness that pretty much went back on his story.
So all these people running around, Natalie, talking about, well, I mean, this guy hurt the prosecution. They portrayed it as if he was a prosecution witness, when in fact he really was a defense witness.
Yes, he was a defensive star witness. Billed as a defensive star witness, the prosecution called him, and he really didn't add anything to the story. All he said was he saw a struggle. Well, we knew there was a struggle, so his testimony was pretty much neutralized.
What about the jury?
How are the women responding in the jury?
Yeah.
Well, I've been watching them. They've been taking a lot of notes. They've been listening very closely. I think that they have... They're just really trying to figure out what happened. And so far, the only thing that we know that happened from the witnesses is that there was a struggle, and two other witnesses placed George Zimmerman on top of Trayvon. John Good placed Trayvon on top of George Zimmerman. So we know there was a struggle. So who started the confrontation? Who was the aggressor? And Rachel Gentile provided that testimony that it was George Zimmerman.
Natalie, early on, we heard George Zimmerman tell in various accounts, tell police that he was walking back towards his car when Trayvon came after him. Looking at this testimony, that throws that into doubt. So in many ways, this testimony is pretty much not forcing Zimmerman to testify, but it's going to be very difficult for him not to testify in this trial.
As a lawyer, I certainly think so, and we can thank Rachel Gentile for that, because she pretty much forced his hand by telling him, look, I heard the confrontation, I heard Zimmerman approach Trayvon, and I heard Trayvon say, get off. So it is Rachel Gentile's testimony that I believe forces his hand to testify.
We did have
one more interesting witness, which is George Zimmerman's doctor, the doctor that he went to go see the day after he shot and killed Trayvon Martin. This doctor, she confirmed that his wounds just needed cleaning up. She didn't do one stitch. She didn't do one x-ray on him. She said that she thought his nose was likely broken and referred him to an EMT to go see if it was broken, and he declined. He never went. The other interesting thing we learned from this doctor is that George Zimmerman had been training in MMA fighting for over a year, and he had been doing it 3 days a week, 3 hours a day. We also learned that he was seeing a psychologist before the shooting.
Were you all prepared for the backlash that Rachel Gentile got, and what kind of preparation did they put her through before she got on the stand?
Rachel Gentile has her own counsel who prepared her, I am sure. But what people need to understand is that Rachel Gentile has been through this for a year and a half.
Mm-hmm.
She's 19 years old. She's been harassed on the Internet. She's been doxied by people. All these people she saw as an extension of Don West. I was in Miami when they had Rachel Gentile sit for 8 hours before canceling a deposition. So she has been needled and harassed and poked by him. Remember, this is not her first encounter with him.
No, she
so
made that clear.
Yes. So yeah. This is a girl I felt that, you know, considering the circumstances, she did as best as a 19-year-old could do.
Now, who's on the stand this morning?
We don't know exactly who's going to be called, but this week we will see the forensics people. They'll talk about the DNA and the lack of DNA on Trayvon and on George Zimmerman. They'll talk about the ballistics. We're going to hear from the people. We're probably going to hear from Trayvon's family, who will, you know, identify the screams on the 911 tape. So all that still has to come. We're only about, I would guess, a halfway through the prosecution's case.
Will you give our best to Sabrina Fulton and Tracy Martin and just tell them to stay strong?
I definitely will. And everyone, just keep praying. I think that this will work out. And we have heard your love and prayers. Thank you.
Yeah, yeah.
Attorney Natalie Jackson, we certainly appreciate it. Thank you so very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Good job.
Yeah, real good job. 25 past the hour.